It is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right.
None of the teams we picked yesterday played yesterday, so last night. So we'll have to wait till next week to see how we do with the picks.
Yep.
All right. Fun game to watch, though, last night. That game turned on that one play, the 99-yard run back for a touchdown on the interception.
Didn't see it.
It was fun to watch. I didn't.
First of all, it was on that Amazon TV.
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
I will not spend one penny extra to watch any sport.
No. All right. Well,
and I haven't watched football in 5 years, so I don't even know.
Okay. So that happened. That was exciting last night. Let's take a look at some racing here this weekend.
Yeah, they're running at the den of hell known as Aqueduct. Not much racing going on. I got one race. It's the Caesars Jockey Club Derby Invitational. I don't know what that means. It's a grade three. It's a light field. There's only six horses in the race. You go down to the rail, and you have Classic Causeway, who's the speed of the race. It's a three-turn race, even though it's a mile and a half, and speed is very good going three turns, especially when you use a lone speed like Classic Causeway. I expect him to lead every step of the way. Unfortunately, he's not going to pay anywhere near the $54 price he paid two races ago. If you get $6 for this, it's going to be big. The only other horse in here I think has a shot is the horse that beat him last time up at Saratoga, Nation's Pride, who's even money. So if they run 1-2, the exact is going to be very, very small. Pick one way to play the exact is straight, and that's with Classic Causeway on top. Put a few bucks on Classic Causeway to win and hope for the best. So that's it for racing for the weekend. They have another race with five horses in it. I'm not even going to waste our time on that. And the Churchill meet started, but there's no grass again. After spending $20 million and shutting down the grass race in last fall, they still don't have grass racing a year later. Pretty bad when one of the biggest companies in racing, Churchill Downs, can't get a grass course right in a year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like a baseball team having problems in the outfield with drainage, and they can't fix it till the end of the year. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Not even to the end of the year. It's let's say the Yankees can't play at home starting in July because of drainage in the outfield. They spend X amount of dollars to fix it over the winter. They come back and start playing in April, and after 2 weeks, they can't play on it for the rest of the year again.
Just remember, you baseball fans, what happened to Mickey Mantle when he was a young player out in the outfield of the Yankees.
Joe DiMaggio's a bum.
Yeah, but anyways, he stepped in that drainage ditch.
Stepped in the drain because DiMaggio wouldn't pull off the ball.
Yeah. And there really went the rest of his career, even though he played.
He played tremendously, yeah. Even with the bad knee, but yeah. Just imagine how much better he would have been with a solid knee.
Solid knee, yeah. So that's important.
And he was roid free. Yeah, he might have had a few Jack Daniels in his time, but that didn't make you stronger.
No, yeah. Mickey was was an amazing ball player.
People today, if they forget that, they think this guy Ohtani and Soto are the greatest baseball players to ever step on a field. Boy, can the media brainwash people.
Well, it's because they've never taken the time to look back in history at the other great players that have played the game. The truth.
Well, they can't take a look back if the media keeps throwing down their throat. These guys are the best.
You know,
look up Babe Ruth's pitching records, yeah. Folks. You'd be very surprised. Yeah. And these guys, and Babe Ruth, for all he was, he pitched complete games, not like these fakers today that go five and say that they're pitchers.
Well, Mel Stottlemyre would be an all-star today.
My friend, my buddy who was Mark Fidrich's roommate, was very good friends with Mel Stottlemyre. And he and I always talk about Stottlemyre's numbers. If Mel Stottlemyre pitched today, and Mel Stottlemyre back in the early 60s was on a bad team, and he was at the time considered on the upper scale of average of major league pitchers, He'd probably be making about $60 million a year today.
With a bad team that always lost a lot of games, the Yankees, the guy always won between 16 and 20 games a year.
Look at his ERA and look at his innings pitched.
Amazing. absolutely amazing.
So, I mean, you look at some of these innings pitched. Yeah. Look at Vida Blue's record in 1972. Look at the innings pitched he pitched. Yeah. Look at the depth he pitched in games. I can't tell you how many times he went nine innings. And not only did he go nine innings, I think there was three games that he pitched 11 innings. Yeah. And he lost three of them, and he lost 2-1.
Yeah.
Imagine somebody pitching 11 innings today. They'll be giving him IVs as he's walking off the field.
Yeah, the players. If you Google baseball history and you take a look at the players, and every team had players because the talent pool was shorter. You had less teams, and you had just more terrific players. That's just plain and simple truth.
And I watched the Met game last night because I didn't have to pay extra to see it. And Fox covers these games on Saturday nights and whenever else they put them on. What would you think if they went up to Bob Gibson and said, "Hey, Bob, how about we stick this microphone in your ear and we talk to you between pitches," like they did with Lindor last night? How would you like to stick a microphone in your shortstop's ear, talk to him live while he's on the field? I think it kind of would break up your concentration, don't you think, a little bit?
I think Bob Gibson would take the microphone and stick it in the person's ear who asked him to.
Well, I told my buddy, I said he'd take the microphone, put it on the ground, step on it, and walk away.
And by the way, yesterday, honoring Roberto Clemente.
Why did they honor him yesterday? Was it his birthday?
I have no idea. I think because the Mets wanted to have something big on that day. I think Roberto Clemente should be honored. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. 100%. Why did they choose yesterday?
And if they're going to honor him, retire the guy's number. don't do this.
You can't retire. What are you going to have? What are you going to have guys running around with number 276 on their back?
Well, you don't retire the number.
The Yankees retire people's numbers because they show up every day.
Yeah, you just but you honor the guy nationally on the day of his birthday or something like that for what he did for the game and what he did for outside the game.
I think if they're going to do anything for Roberto Clemente, it should be the last game of the season. Because the last game of the season happened to be the day he got his 3,000th hit.
Yeah.
And it was his last game ever because he died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So at the end of the season, if you want to honor Roberto Clemente, do it on the last day of the season. Because it makes somewhat of sense, unless yesterday was his birthday, which I don't know.
Yeah, but to center it out of New York was crazy.
They all did it. It wasn't just New York.
I know, but it should have been centered out of Pittsburgh. That's where he played. That's where
he played. Do you think?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe they did it in New York because the Pirates were playing the Mets yesterday, but then why not do it on a day when the Pirates are home?
That's exactly right. That's what I say.
Baseball makes no sense.
Yeah.
They're banning shifts. They're banning hitters' opportunities to swing the other way and get an extra 40 hits a year and hit 400. They're making the bases bigger. They want to move the pitching mound back. They want to move the fences in to 200 feet. I mean, come on. Baseball is shot.
Yeah. All right, there. I want you to have a good weekend. We'll see how you do with the picks.
Yeah, we got one. Let's hope we win it.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on our racing picks today here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And while we're talking sports, why not talk about sports? And I will talk about that NFL game yesterday, where really the game came down to really one big play. One big play in that game was the game that made a difference, okay? It was the play that made a difference. And that was that interception that he had. A 99-yard pick six.
Food is my obsession.
Again, quick tempo.
And picked off at the 1-yard line.
And with HSN.com, it's never been easier
that
to craft
Watson
a restaurant-quality dish right from your home. Discover my cooking demonstration to help
all
you cook
the way
simple.
For the touchdown. Unreal.
I think we should that deserves a clean playback once again. Once again, the game is tied. The Chargers are on the Kansas City 1-yard line, and this happens.
Big guy to bring down. Again, quick tempo and picked off at the 1-yard line. That is Watson out in front. Sneed to protect him as well. All the way for the touchdown. Unreal.
Unreal is right. What a way to win the game. What a way to win the game. So the Chiefs over San Diego. In baseball, let's go back to baseball. The Astros over the Athletics 5-2. The Mets over the Pirates 7-1. The White Sox over the Guardians 8-2. The Rays beat the Blue Jays 11-8. 11-0. What's going on in that series is exactly what the Yankees wanted to go on. I'll get to that in a second. The Marlins over the Phillies 5-3. The Twins over the Royals 3-2. The Reds 3. The Cardinals 2. The Diamondbacks over the Padres 4-0. Now, when I say what's going on in that series is what the Yankees wanted to go on in that series, if you take a look at the standings, the Yankees are in first place. Toronto is now in second place, in third place, second place. Tampa Bay's in third place. When this series started, the Yankees had a 5.5 game lead over the second place team. Well, because these teams are playing one another and they're beating each other every other night, the Yankees now have a 6.5 game lead over Toronto and a 7 game lead over Tampa Bay. And there's 10 games left in the season. All right. That's, you know, the Yankees just sat there with a day off and watched over the past 2 days. Their teams clubbed the heck out of one another. Didn't have to worry about anything. By the way, the Mets do still have a 1-game lead over the Houston Astros. I guess that can do it. That's a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, along with horse racing.